Evening. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming. We're going to call our meeting to order at 6:11. So we can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, wonderful. And do we have any public comments?
Just the email that I had circulated previously, but nothing additional for everyone's consideration.
Is that a yes or
no? That was only the email we got.
So do we need to read that email or?
No, the email has to be read.
It didn't say that explicitly, so I just, my sense was just to circulate it to the group.
Okay, it was an email that referenced lunch hour beginning at 10 o'clock and a change in bus route. And I know I've shared the bus details with Evan already, and everyone else has access to the email.
Okay. So thank you, Muhammad Omar, for sending that, and we'll address, make sure we take care of that. All right, and if there are no other public comments, then we will start with the, everyone has received our minutes. You all received the minutes, you reviewed them. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes? Any corrections or additions?
I got a couple of corrections, nothing tangible.
Minor Scribner's notes.
Yep.
Okay. Then I'll entertain a motion.
I move we accept the minutes as presented.
Second? Do I hear a second? Do I hear anybody? Does anybody hear me?
Yeah, they hear.
I second.
Thank you.
Because I can't hear anything, so you're going to have
a second
repeating everything. Okay. Have a school report. Oh, all in favor? Yeah, thank you.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Motion passed. Thank you.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome. Let's get started. Head of schools report. Scrolling to, that's good. Perfect. Okay, so our parent advisory group has been working frivolously with us to help support the school with cultural activities, provide solutions to challenges, and help communicate these updates with families. Our council did meet again last week, and we're working on promoting our open house, which is this Saturday, the 22nd. We're also creating another committee to help provide solutions for focus areas identified from the parent surveys that just closed on Friday. Communication committee is working on a streamlined template to be used for communicating school events that supplements the weekly communications that we already send out. And the development committee is assisting with the marketing to the school through the choice process. The student and the teacher ones are going to begin after this month's meetings. In terms of grant submissions, our consolidated grant application has been approved by the DDOE, Title Programs and Grant Support. The consolidated application process provides the opportunity for districts and charters to consolidate their resources and planning efforts into like one discrete document to decrease paperwork and increase efficiencies. So that process is done. The update on the YAS grant, we were not one of the ones that was selected to advance in the YAS grant. We will be attending a feedback session to find out, you know, what other information we need to provide or what else we need to do in order to be able to earn that grant. The OCS grant writing team is gathering data, architectural plans, and other related documents to submit applications to the Longwood Foundation and the Welfare Foundation in the spring 2023 cycle, and initial intake meetings have occurred for both. Code of conduct updates. I think we're going to be voting on that today.
Okay.
Yes. In the last meeting, we postponed it for this meeting.
Okay. So yes. Okay.
Yes. Culture focus. The next parent camp is going to be held tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30. We encourage all families to attend. The panorama surveys have gone out and they already went through their process. We're gathering the feedback now so that we can share out all of the results. Building level updates. As I just mentioned earlier, we have an open house on the 22nd from 10 to 1. It's a pretty large event for us and it's open to all families, both families that are here or that are possibly transitioning from one level to another or one part of our program to another, are curious about other programs and at the community at large. This is something that's been advertised on billboards and radio ads, yard signs, and other means of media. Today it went out in all of the Facebook pages and things of that nature, like North Wilmington pages and all of these other ones that I'm not aware of, but a lot of our team is aware of, and they posted it on there today. That was also an idea that was born from the parent council to use the parent page to use these Facebook pages. So I appreciate that feedback. It's a nice and very cost-effective way to get the message out. And my post on Nextdoor app already has several likes, so people are seeing it. So I know it's working. Welcome to our new staff. We're delighted to welcome Miss Adewole, which is our newest second grade teacher. A back to school night for her classroom is going to be held tomorrow as well. We're getting ready for our literature parade, which is updated from the previous years. The character parade, which is the focus now mostly on literature. Each classroom will focus on the story and the students will represent those characters within that story. Parents are welcome to attend, and information is coming very soon on that. The mystery reader signups have also been sent out by homeroom teachers in the lower school. So we have that, and we're still in need of more vetted parent volunteers to chaperone field trips. We are looking for ways to streamline this. We have listened to your feedback on this, and we're trying to find ways to make it better. At this time, there isn't very much else we can do in terms of how we do this process, but it is a process that we do have to go through in order to be compliant. Everybody does have to go through thorough background checks if we're going to be working with kids or transporting them in any situation where they would be alone with children. We're still in need of more parents though, so we do encourage more parents to do that. Our after-school clubs, we're excited to announce the initiation of the walking and running club, and the green team will also be up and running very, very soon, so look out for that. We also have some school coding that's coming up as well. We have fifth grade safety patrol, which is also happening in the intermediate school, the bank at school program, the science explorers classes, Young Rembrandt's arts classes, and the fusion freestyle martial arts, which are all being added at the intermediate school. In the middle school, we have some good things coming on. Today, there was a pep rally for the eighth and the ninth graders. It was phenomenal, and part of it was a staff and teachers kind of versus students tug of war that the students destroyed us in. That was good. It was a very fun event, and it was a very, very good way to highlight, you know, how our program transitions from one level to another. The 21st of October, which is this Friday, we have a pep rally for the fifth and sixth graders as well, showcasing the middle school sports and extracurricular activities. And on the 27th, which is next week, a week from tomorrow, middle school will be hosting a bonfire for students grades 7 to 9. While the eighth grade students are at the bonfire, their parents will be attending the rolling out of the blue carpet event hosted by the high school to highlight some of the programs that we have in the high school. The seventh grade will be attending a field trip this Friday to Constitution Center in Philadelphia as well. Other updates from the high school level, we had an amazing homecoming week that we just finished. Students enjoyed a lot of spirit and dress down days, rooting on our sports teams. There was a parade, there was a pep rally, there was a step team there, cheerleaders. We attended those events as well. They were quite fabulous and a lot of fun. Very good cultural events, in addition to the homecoming dance being a great success as well. It is college application season for the high school, so there's a lot going on with that. The college application process is underway, and our college application week is next week. Students will be able to meet with their counselors and other volunteers to help with the college application process. I'm also part of this process. I help students with writing their personal statements And I encourage families who have students who need help with their personal statements or a reader, they certainly can reach out to me and I'm happy to help them with that. Our open house for the new high school students for 23-24 will be held Saturday the 22nd, like we just said, from 10 to 1. Rising ninth grade families in the class of 27 were invited to a special event that we call the Rolling Out the Blue Carpet event. And Step Up Day for our rising eighth graders is also happening very, very soon. It's on November 2nd. The eighth graders will enjoy learning more about the high school and working within the high school environment. High school recognition for this month, Ms. Tracy, who was recently selected as the recipient of the American Geological Society's 2022 Geography Teacher Fellowship. So congratulations, Ms. Tracy, on that. I've added a new section over here. It's basically a feedback session. So we have heard families report to us about the potholes that are impacting the car line from the intermediate school and lower school. We used a crusher run to address the need, and we're monitoring the situation as we enter the winter months, and we'll continue to repair it as required. We've also created a seasonal events calendar to supplement the weekly communication so families across schools are aware of the exciting happenings. The first one went out just last week, and it had all the events through November 2nd. We created a new car line map for the high school that was rolled out on the 13th of October. And we are very proud to report that it shaved off 5 minutes of the entire drop-off K to 12, the whole drop-off system, reduced by 5 minutes as a result of this change on the first day and 6 minutes thereafter. So we're pretty excited about being able to provide better supports. And thank you to families once again for giving us suggestions on how to do that better. CIA updates, there are quite a few. I think the one that I really want to focus on is the one that's HB 198. HB 198 is a resolution that came out from the Delaware legislature, specifically as it relates to the implementation of Black History curriculum. And we were participating in a group, a working group today with this, and we will be meeting as a group moving forward to assess exactly how we are doing this at all levels and what information we need to be reporting back to the state about how we're doing this moving forward. If you do have questions about the curriculum or you'd like to support us in our implementation processes, you can email Juliana Sheehan at Odyssey K12DEUS, and she'd be happy to provide you more information with that. Our next area that we're kind of focusing on right now, we have started academic leadership walkthroughs as well, and these walkthroughs are completed every single week. I get to do walkthroughs with the leadership teams of the buildings, and we visit anywhere from 10 to 15 classrooms at a time. And we've looked at student culture, and we've looked at student engagement so far. And we've been getting feedback from that to see how are the policies that we're putting in place impacting student learning and then making adjustments accordingly. Those walkthroughs happen every week. Our CIA coaching team, we talked about the fact that they have been a lot more laser focused this year on building capacities within our teachers. The focuses have been on planning, classroom management, assessment, best practices, and what additional supports we need to be putting into place. We are piloting the Amplify curriculum, and we're continuing to do that, so we can let you know that is still happening. And we did have a successful completion of the PSAT 9th and PSAT NMSQT on October 12th for the Honors Academy and 9th, 10th, and 11th graders as well. Couple more things from professional development. We are finishing our DESSA test security training so that we have everybody trained by the end of the month. AP exams will be ordered by the 15th of November. And the digital SAT suite and school study to be completed on November 10th of 2022. We're piloting that, representing the DOE in that respect. Financial updates, I'm going to leave up to Jeff in a little while. Transportation updates, if your Where's the Bus app is not working or properly functioning or it's following the wrong bus, please do email transportation and let them know about that and they'll get taken care of. They want to make sure that they're making it a priority to try to fix it the same day if they can. If you know someone who wants to drive a bus or has a CD license, a CDL license, please have them reach out to our offices. We are hiring once again at our school as we continue to build our capacity out. From the student services perspective, we have a few updates. Some important things that I'd like to highlight is on the 11th, we had a very important parent council for students with disabilities from 6 to 8 p.m., a welcome to special education. We have on the 13th of December, a follow-up to that, navigating your child's IEP. And then on February 23rd, we have best practices. And May 25th, we have a transition to adult life seminar as well. So that's something to keep in mind and look out for as we move forward. We do have a very large influx, a record number of multilingual students that have entered the school this year. Noted 85 new students in the kindergarten alone. The English language learners team is busy processing the intake of these individuals. And we are excited to welcome so many students and families speaking dozens of languages from multiple continents to enrich our multilingual community. So we're pretty excited about that. Moving on, IT. I did check in with Dino today, and it looks like the Blackboard Mass system is going to be ready next week, we said, correct, Dino? For a complete update of our Mass email system and text, social media, and phone. It's a more integrated and advanced system than the one we currently have. We're also installing 4 outdoor access points in front of Building 26. To provide Wi-Fi access around the building and playground, pending the Lyft rental, which we are working on right now. Facilities, there's another program that we have launched over here and we're really excited about. I'm very proud to announce the development in building number 20 of what we are now calling the Blue Box Theater. The Blue Box Theater is a 150 person capacity theater that has taken the place of what used to be where PE was happening for our little ones. The Blue Box Theater has had, just in the last week, has had a stage built, an 8-foot-by-24 stage built, has updated Odyssey Blue paint, which is the Odyssey Blue paint that we use in our remodel of the lower of Building 26. It has new lighting. It has Bluetooth and Wi-Fi audio capabilities. It has Bluetooth and Wi-Fi video capabilities. It has a laser projector, a soundboard, and curtains that are being installed. So we're going to be able to have nice performances now district-wide that we can host at 150 capacity at a time. And the cost of the project is what we're most proud of. It's going to cost us a very small sum of money. I think we're under $2,000 so far. So it's so we've been able to convert that space in a very economical manner and make it a very lovely space for the whole community to enjoy.
That's awesome.
1,067 facilities. This is something to shout out our facilities team. 1,067 facilities tickets have been closed out already this year. So they are working really, really hard. They're also working hard on their HVAC issues that are coming up as we continue to move through the months here of operation, and some roof issues, one of which we're probably going to talk about for the good of the school part. Okay, we'll talk about that one. From food service, thank you to all the families that filled out the meal forms. If you have not done so, we really need you to do so. These forms can be found on our website under the food service tab and forward the completed ones to Ms. Walensky. Please note that the new form is required every year. This is something that we keep stressing because I know that some folks have done it in years past. They do not carry over. They have to be resubmitted every single year. Also, any balances that that your children have, even up to pre-COVID, is still owed to the school. You can check your account online at myschoolaccount.com. The money in parentheses is the negative balance, and that's the amount that's still due. You can certainly email Ms. Walensky with questions regarding that. From a fundraising perspective, there have been a lot of developments in the fundraising department as well. We are in the process of hiring a development specialist. Please do, if you have recommendations for that, please send them our way. We're really excited to build our development team. We started the planning for Gala 2.0, which we have set a tentative date for of May 6, 2023. We're continuing our partnerships with the 76ers Foundation. We have finalized the details on our fundraiser for November 2nd, which is Greek Heritage Night, sponsored by Odyssey Charter School. We've definitely enhanced it and built from the success last year. Last year, we sold about 283 tickets. This year, we plan to sell, would like to sell 600. We've already sold 200 tickets, and we still have several weeks to go. So it's a highly attended event. We also were able to secure a lot more activities for our students. So we will see our students performing, both the band and choral students, and we'll also see dancers performing as well. So we're really excited about that. All the proceeds that we're raising for this are going to go right back to the school. It isn't the whole ticket price, but the amount that is the fundraising price comes back to the school, with our goal being $10,000 coming back to the school for our programming. So please do try to attend the event. The flyers are all over the place. We will be sending flyers home with students as well to remind them. And there's several Facebook posts that go up almost every other day regarding that, and Blackboard posts that go out every week about it. So again, the date's November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. We're offering free transportation as well, right here from Odyssey, bus transportation. Thank you to the transportation department for helping us with that. We also have a health and wellness fair committee now, and they are preliminarily meeting with a target date of having a health and wellness fair on April 29th. Information is pending on these things. We're really excited about bringing this fundraiser to Odyssey as well. As we mentioned before, we have already started the planning for our asks in the spring of approximately $1.35 million in the spring cycle to some of the foundations that we've mentioned previously. We attended the AFP event, the Meet the Funders, affording OCS the opportunity to present informally our hopes for application and funding. We met with Chris Grunder of Welfare and Creslia. We also met with Vernita Dorsey of WSFIS and Nicole Waters of New Castle County. The fundraising committee also invited members of our community who were involved in the planning and execution of the Under the Stars event to participate in a SWOT analysis. This was conducted on Zoom on the 12th. Those attending the meeting, the call suggested that the event was a success and put forth ideas on how to make the proposed 2023 event even better. Our chairperson, Georgia Halakos, recommended that the committee set as a priority the selection of the next event date, which we already floated out as May 6th. And the October meeting of the fundraising committee now is at 4:30 p.m. on the 25th. We encourage folks to join that committee so that we can have a larger community support as we plan a very large gala for the spring. The plan to evaluate and build a team to execute the health fair, like we said, has gained enough steam to formally add it to the calendar of fundraising events. This event is a proposed team fundraiser event to raise funds for on-campus healthcare efforts. The brick campaign update, the signage at both the lower school and the high school will be installed in the next 2 weeks, listing the names of the committed patrons, as well as the installation dates for those sold bricks. The signs will feature the QR codes that can be executed up to 10 feet away that will allow users to order the bricks for the flagpoles. The installation of Building 22, the intermediate school bricks, was completed last week as scheduled, and it is in the ground and it looks really nice. So if you have a chance, go back there and check it out. We will in short order publish a new installment of the quarterly development newsletter, as well as conduct a follow-up annual appeal that's coming up next. From the HR lens, we are still trying to hire more special education teachers. We're consistently working with our temp agencies that include ProCare Therapy, Vovo Vision, Therapy Travelers, ARTC through the University of Delaware and Wilmington Universities, just to name a few. The interviews continue. Several offers have been made and in some cases declined due to salary and or unexpected candidate life events. So we are continuing the interviews right now. We had interviews on the 16th, and it is our hope that we have all of those things secured very, very soon. But we do have people in place and specialists through our temporary agencies that are working under the direction of the special education manager and the educational diagnosticians. Our quarterly state HR directors meeting happened on the 12th, and our HR manager, Ms. Beamer, attended. And the main topic of the event was staffing issues. And the state is actively working to assist LEAs like ours in attracting and keeping qualified candidates through recruiting fairs and focus groups. The state mentoring program is being completely renovated and relaunched for the next school year. The purpose is to provide solid support to retain educators in Delaware. all LEAs are struggling to find LTS coverage based on the information shared, and OCS's substitute pool is very solid in comparison to the majority of other school sites at this time. The faculty and staff handbook draft is ready for the leadership team and for review, and we will be submitting that to the board for review as well. The CBA negotiations will begin in December of 2022. And so preliminary information has been requested by OCSEA, and it will be compiled and submitted in November. For board approvals, we have Greek Heritage Night with Odyssey Charter School on November 2nd. Did we already do that? Did we already do Greek Heritage Night? Okay, good.
Except maybe Morrison
Trace. I feel like we did these already.
We got the exchange program, the Meredith Hopper going to National Council of Social Studies, fourth grade trip to the American Revolution, seventh grade trip to the National Convention, sixth grade to the Philadelphia Zoo, and the psychologist ADLS training in Minnesota.
So did we do Melissa Tracy's Geography 2050?
Nope.
Okay, the future of food at Columbia University in New York City on November 17th to 19th. So I will erase those other two, because we did those already. And we did the psychologist ones already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. Fantastic. Take that one off too then. Safety and security, we have installed those safety laminates on all the main glass doors of all the buildings at OCS like we promised. The laminate makes the doors nearly impassable when shut and locked properly. So thank you to the team for getting that done. Alice training, this it has already occurred two times, right, Evan? It's
correct.
Two times.
Yep.
And now we have another one for January 3rd of 2023, which will be the final Alice training of the year for us.
98%.
And okay, so we're at 98% completion for Alice training. Okay, that's it from me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Do we have any questions ahead of school report? Are there any questions for the head of school?
Hey, it's Erin. Just a quick question. Are we working with any, and I'm sure the answer is yes, but outside parties to come in and sort of look at our safety and security plan and provide guidance, any, you know, industry experts or things like that?
Outside third party experts.
Other than the local law enforcement agencies?
I guess that's my question is, and if that's the answer that we've already engaged in, that's great. I just wasn't sure.
I can answer that.
Yeah.
Evan Winokur, Charge of Safety and Security Manager. So we work with DEMA. Can everybody hear me? Sorry.
Yes.
I'm just walking in front of the camera. So we work with DEMA, and DEMA actually does review our safety and security plan yearly with us. I was actually on the phone, the same two people who come over and do our ALICE training. They sit down with us and they come to our campus, they review it. That's one of the reasons why we did the safety film, just because of the amount of glass that we do have entering the school. But yes, that's done every single year, and actually is a state audit, and actually had to be submitted by the 31st, and it's already submitted and complete of October.
Thanks, Evan.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Are there any other questions for the head of school report? Okay, entertaining a motion for Melissa Tracy to go to New York City for the future of food.
The 17th, I so move.
When was it?
17th to 19th of
November.
November 17th.
To 19th.
17th.
I'll second that.
Okay, Paul second. Ken made the motion. Paul made the second. All of, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Wonderful. Melissa, have a wonderful time.
And her students.
And her students, yeah, her
sister.
Cool. And since we're there, the code of conduct are there any questions regarding the code of conduct? Do we need more time to review it? Are we in a good position to approve it? Any questions? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
I move we accept the code of conduct as presented.
And a second.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. There we go. Okay. Greek program report. Ioana, are you on? Dr. Ioana?
Calispera. Good evening, everybody.
Calispera.
Calispera, señor Luz. So I will start from where I finished last time. So I will start from the book fair that we had last week and this Monday. I would like to thank the PTO for this initiative. I was so happy to see for the first time Greek books in our book fair. We had about 100 titles and about 350 books in Greek, of course, from Greece. It was for all ages K through 8, because that was the target for this book fair, with different levels of, four different levels of proficiency. I would like also to thank our community because they welcomed this initiative and they bought books, Greek books for the children. So I think it was awesome. I was very happy in the beginning because I visited the book fair before it opened for the public, for the students. Yeah. I wanted to buy everything. I was so excited seeing all of these Greek books there. So thank you to PTO, thank you to our community. Next, I would like to tell you about the clubs that are endorsed by the Greek program. We have already two clubs that they started. The first club is Greek dance, traditional folk dance, for middle school and high school students, because we had some high school students who were interested, every Tuesday 2:30 to 3:30. And we have another club for the intermediate school, Mediterranean percussions and rhythms, every Wednesday 3:30 to 4:30. And we'll have two more clubs who haven't started yet. One is for lower school, it's going to be again Greek dance. It hasn't started yet. And another one, Greek choir, it will start later in the year, towards January. About training, professional development, yesterday and today, our immersion teachers, I'm sorry, homeroom teachers, participated in a training that was conducted by DOE, especially for immersion teachers. And it was very successful for our teachers. It was about 3 hours in the morning, yesterday for lower school, today for intermediate school. We are getting ready for the open house. As Mr. Papa said, Greek language teachers will display our students' work in the buildings. And I will be presenting information about the program K through 12 in the Blue Box Theater in building 20. About the immersion committee, we will start our meetings, our monthly meetings, based on the feedback that we received last year. We will avoid to have the immersion meeting on the same week that we have the board meeting. So the suggestion is to have it every second Wednesday of the month at 5 o'clock. Last year we have it earlier and there were many people who couldn't attend. So this year we will start at 5 and the first meeting will be November 9th. We will send out a reminder for that. About our Ellinomathia, the exam, we received the actual certificate from Greece. So now we are ready to give them to our students. In our last meeting, the board has suggested to have a small ceremony, award ceremony during our board meeting. So I would suggest either next month or the following. We can talk about it, about the details, if it's going to be November or December. So to give the certificates to our 25 students this year. The last one is we have approaching the one of the Greek national days, the October 28th. Many of you know the day as the Ochi Day, the No Day. It's a day about the contribution of Greece to World War II. in lower school and in intermediate school, we will have students celebrating in their classrooms. For middle school and high school is the first time that we prepare, we are putting together a presentation, an event for that day. The celebration will take place in the previous day, October 27th, in the Blue Box Theater. We will have middle school students and high school students presenting poems, dances, songs, photos, displays, also pictures display outside of the Blue Box Theater. And it's going to be for the whole day, the Thursday 27th. And we kept one slot, 12 to 12:30, for our parents and community, if they want to come and celebrate with us and our students. And we will send out also announcements about that with the schedule and everything. And I think that's all for me. Anna Maria, can you hear me?
I hear. Does anyone have any questions for Dr. Ioana? No? Okay, bravo, presto.
El web, presto, thank you.
And our monthly financial review.
Thank you, and good evening all. We're going to be discussing the financial monthly report for September 30th, 2022. As previously discussed, the preliminary budgeted revenues are $41.3 million, and revenues collected to date are $25 million, representing 60.5% of the budget. Revenues received during September, the largest amount includes the local funding preloads from four districts received during September. The preloads represent 35% of the payables owed from the district to each charter school. The remaining districts are expected to roll over in the next month, followed by the final distribution after the completion of the unit count reconciliation process. We also had some catch-up receipt of funds from our contracted transportation routes. On the expenditure side, expenses to date are $10.5 million with encumbrances of $336,000, representing 32% of the budget, which is the exact percentage we were at this point last year, just for context. As we're 3 months or 25% through the fiscal year, the cyclical nature of our payables lead to be more front-loaded in the fiscal year, which is why you see the 32% of the budget on the expenditures, where we're 25% through the fiscal year. As I've probably discussed ad nauseum, the debt service payment takes place in July, and at $3 million, that sort of skews the percentage as we go through the year, but we are where we would expect to be. Some other notes for this month. As we discussed last month, the annual financial statement and single audit were submitted to the state by the due date of October 1st. Odyssey had its third straight year without any findings and met every bond, covenant, and state metric. The September 30th unit count for OCS finalized at 2,123, which represents 99.5% of the charter approval amount and 99.1% of the preliminary budgeted amount. The state had an error identified in the preliminary charter and choice bills from the local districts. The corrected rates will be used for the final charter and choice bills, so all final amounts will be reconciled against what was paid on the preload. As it stands, projecting local revenue from districts to exceed preliminary budget amounts by approximately $600,000. An in-depth breakdown will be completed during October, as well as the forward-looking cash projection. OCS will be creating and submitting tuition tax bills for the previous fiscal year and the projected current fiscal year. The submissions are due to the state by November 15th. As a reminder, we prepared these bills last year, and the Secretary of Education had not approved them to go to the district. They currently were listed as a receivable on our FY22 audited financials, and we'll see what happens.
How much is that?
Last year, we billed for 2 years, and combined, that was about $550,000. It averages probably about $250,000 to $290,000 per year. And that's funding to support our intense and complex special education needed programs. A couple shout outs. Shout out to the high school volleyball team for their over $8,000 fundraised for their special October uniforms and equipment for, new for the year. And that was all done through the peer-to-peer fundraising. Another shout out to Melissa Tracy for securing a $10,000 grant from the I Could Do Great Things Foundation to support her, programming and innovation for her students. And to reiterate, Dr. Lukaku, a big thank you to the PTO for the book fair effort to support programs at OCS. That's not an easy task. And with a designated area this year, I think it was probably was one of their more successful initiatives they had to date. So big kudos to them. To date, $440,000 of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the preliminarily budgeted amount of $1.8 million. As you can see in the monthly web report, we haven't received the budget amount for our federal funds for the year. We did have our consolidated grant, which represents about $775,000 of the budgeted funds approved, and would expect that to be the revenue received probably during October or November, that we can begin recoding and charging to those grants. That's all I have. Let's get some questions.
Are there any questions for Jeff on the financials? Anyone have any questions? Okay, so we just need to approve the
Approve the web report as presented.
And a second?
A second.
Thank you very much. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we don't have this, we took care of that last year, though. Okay, so we have committee reports. Do we, diversity, equity, inclusion, are we still, is that still an active committee?
We did not have any meetings. The outreach part of the committee is still active. I wanted to thank the Daughters of Penelope for delivering us all kinds of supplies for our pantry. And they have supported us in the last couple years, and their support is consistent. And when I ask for something, they bring it right away. So thank you very much, Daughters of Penelope.
And immersion, you heard from Dr. Ioana, very detailed report. We're going to have our first immersion committee meeting on November 9th, Wednesday, November 9th. So please, we'll send out a Zoom link to please, your participation on in the immersion program is vital. So we would love to have your participation on that. So hopefully we'll see all of you there, or many of you there by Zoom. And speaking of which, these meetings are now in person. So if anybody wants to come to our monthly meetings, right now I have Evan and Dino who I'm looking at, and that's great. But we'd love to see more of you here in our little fishbowl that we've started here. Who's next? Finance Committee. Is there anything more to add to Jeff's information?
We didn't meet. I think probably pending the selection of a treasurer.
When is the next scheduled meeting with the bondholders?
I don't believe it is actually scheduled. I think early November was the target, but actually while we were sitting here, received an email from our financial consultant on some dates to target for that. So early November, likely.
And fundraising committee, I know we heard a lot of details from Mr. Pappas. Is Georgia on? Does anyone have anything to present from the fundraising committee?
I attended the last meeting.
You were really a one-man show.
But Elias touched on most of what we discussed. It was kind of an unloading of the event, the Under the Stars event, and the successes and the opportunities for improvement. And I think the focus is probably going from that committee is likely going to be at the second gala that we do in the spring, with some of the other fundraising efforts, having sort of subcommittees of the committee that are taking place to complete those items, like the golf outing and the health and wellness fair and things of that nature. We did also, we are scheduling with the Blue Coats, which is essentially the minor league team that in Wilmington for the 76ers. We're targeting an event in February. That we'll be able to pack the house there for another fundraising effort. And we're also working with the Blue Rocks. We're targeting dates in May that they have available so we could again have different portions of our school perform and maybe throw out the first pitch, things of that nature. We're trying to have touch points with the community pretty much every month in varying capacities. So those are upcoming and that's pretty much it.
Wonderful, thank you. Mm-hmm. Accountability, I know it's not officially formed, but is there anything that you want to have to say?
No, nothing yet. We'll probably schedule a meeting in November. I think the biggest challenge is making sure that everybody understands that it's not a posse looking to hold somebody accountable, but rather to help everybody recognize policies and procedures and pathways for issues, opportunities, and things that come up throughout the year so that there's always a consistent path and a consistent entry point for somebody who has a question or what happens every time an event occurs so that there's no deviation and there's no random actions that cause us or the community trouble.
And I know some people have reached out to me about joining some parents and teachers about joining that committee. Once we formalize exactly, I think, what that committee is going to be about, we'll make sure we let the community know so they can join, and hopefully we'll get some participation on that committee as well. Safety and security. We don't have any board member on that, but we did hear some detailed information from Evan. I mean, you don't have to add more unless you have more you want to add.
I do. There were two items that were probably for the good of the school, but they fall under safety and security. And whoever is in charge of the safety and security committee, please include me in on the meeting because I will definitely be there. Wegmans grand opening is a week from today. There will be extensive police coverage, not only on campus and throughout campus, but also off campus. So just be prepared for that. The grand opening is at 9 o'clock, so it is after dismissal. I'm jumping through to dismissal. After arrival is already completed, but there will be just an influx of people coming on campus to be at that Wegmans grand opening. It does again start at 9 a.m. on the 26th, week from today. A lot of people have asked me if I could get them a tour before that. No, I'm sorry. My name is Winokur, not Wegmans. Sorry, bad dad joke. There is a new stop sign. You saw this in the Thursday throwdown. There's a new stop sign on campus. I am working with our friends over at Petnaro to figure out what is a solution for the egress of our traffic leaving campus because it does stop traffic consistently. I do have a meeting with a few of my friends at Del Dot, and then we are going to schedule a meeting with our friends over at Petnaro to find a solution that works for everybody.
Is the other entrance open yet to enter our campus by the townhouses?
So both entrances are open currently, and that is another issue that we have to explore with our friends at Petnaro, because they did put down in writing that is actually through DOT state law is potentially not an egress or exit for us at all. Believe me, I feel the exact same way. So that is another reason why we have to meet Petnaro. So
that's not part of the world.
Fun stuff online. So, thanks for everyone's support as usual.
Thank you. And as a reminder, we do need board representation. So, if you are interested in working on that committee from the board, please let me know. We do need someone to at least be in contact and support the activities of the administration. Strategic planning. We've been putting this off for a couple of years because of everything else that's gotten in the way. So hopefully we're going to get this moving this year. Elias, are you on?
I am on. Thanks, Anne Marie. Yeah, it's been a slow process. We've met a few times informally to kind of discuss some plans and lay down some groundwork, but I think in conversations with you as well too, the plan is to kind of start to look at getting that re-energized, looking at helping getting some outside support as well too, consulting support to kind of engage parents, the school, the board as well too, to kind of get some input from those groups. And some of that's been going on already with what the administration has been doing, but kind of gathering that information up together and kind of putting together subgroups to help support that process, I think, more holistically. Right now, there are a lot of pieces of that are being worked across the school. It just hasn't been pulled together kind of as a strategic plan and a strategic process. But I think, yeah, that should be getting started. And hopefully, we can get that thing kicked off fairly soon.
Think about that. They can force Ukrainians PTO. Is anyone from the PTO on that would like to give a report?
They also give wide-ranging reports to all other governors across all of Russia,
I know they changed their meeting to be able to attend. No one from PTO? Well, we did hear from Mr. Pappas. He did present a lot of what the PTO was doing. So, okay. Are there any other committees that would like to be heard from that I haven't? Yes. How did I miss the CVOC?
We're all there. Okay.
No, you're not. You were on here. How did I? Oh my goodness. I am so sorry, Evan.
You are A-okay. I was going to say that I'm sad that CVOC got pushed to other.
No, you are not. You were on here and somehow you got left off. So I have to push my phone.
So CVOC report, we did have two meetings. We pushed our meeting to September 28th. So I'm going to touch about September 28th, and then I'll talk about a meeting that we had today. So we talked about this at both meetings, that we need new members, we need parents. This is the Citizens Budget Oversight Committee. And right now there are a lot of admin that are on that meeting. Myself, Elias, Jeff Koss, obviously Jeff Cobb is there. Jeff is there because he's gives us a number of updates like he did tonight. So we review that stuff, but this is the committee that is supposed to be run and a function of our community. So we need four parents. We need four parents to step up. It is a very small commitment. We time our meetings. They're usually under 45 minutes and usually about 30 minutes. It's an hour where you do have to learn about financial and fiscal responsibility, which if you want to hear that in depth, Jeff Koss can explain that to you. But we do need, again, four parents, and parents should be running this committee. I've been the chair for almost 2 years now, and I do have to step down very shortly. So we are going to send out, it's been in our parent communication. We're going to continue to put it in our parent communication, but we are going to send out a Blackboard to all parents. And you will be emailing me if you would like to be on that committee. And again, we're looking for four parents, at least four. We did review and approve the minutes at the September 28th meeting for June 22nd. That was approved at 5:19. We did talk about the audit results for the fiscal year of 2021, which Jeff approved and the board approved in their last board meeting. We reviewed P-card transactions. The one question was about where Chewy.com, and that was the food for our goats and chickens. And there was just a common discussion about facilities and building level needs. That meeting ended at 5:24. And then this evening's meeting, again, we talked about the need for four or more parents to join the CVOC. That meeting started again promptly at 5:19. We reviewed the same financial, September financials that Jeff reviewed this evening. Two of the P-card transactions that were questioned were hydroponics equipment that was purchased from Melissa Tracy, and then wireless presentations in each building that was purchased on Dino Harrell Levine's card. There was a unit count question that was answered by Jeff Koss, and also a tax bill question that was answered in both the CBOC and in the board meeting's minutes this evening, and that meeting adjourned at 5:30. That's it for CGOC report.
And as you can see, the meetings are pretty quick and pretty timely. So I'm sure there are four parents out there who have some type of financial background or would like to learn more about the school and the finances and what they do. Please step up and be a part of what goes on. We really need your help. We need to get you involved so we can have more support and do what we do.
Hey, Anna Maria, it's Erin. I just wanted to echo that as someone who's been attending the meetings. If you're looking for a way to get involved and maybe, you know, helping for parties is not your thing and you don't have a lot of time, this is a really light touch way to do it. It's reviewing, and if you don't know what a P-card transaction is, it's reviewing the statements of purchases that are made using Odyssey funds, just making sure that they make sense, asking questions. It's really a spot where parents and members of the community can help oversee and ensure that the way that we're spending the money and the records that we're keeping make sense. So it's really not hard, but it's a really, really important part of the school community. So just wanted to echo that. It's literally 30 minutes typically a month.
Thank you, Aaron.
Just wanted to know if, and I believe I heard that the communication would be sent out if someone wants to participate in the committee I was just mentioning. So if that is the case, then I will, I'll put my name in a hat to become involved. I'm a newer parent at the school, and I'm looking for a way to incorporate myself into this whole thing. So that'll be a perfect opportunity for me. Thank you. I'm sorry, Fred Jackson here.
Fred Jackson? Okay, you can email Evan Whitaker. And if you need, you can either reach out to Mr. Pappas, or if you can't find his name on the website, just reach out to any of us, look on the website, you can find our email addresses and we will make sure that we add you on. He's going to send out a communication. He'll probably have his information on there. He'll have his information on there. Thank you so much for stepping up. That's the kind of initiative we like.
Thank you.
Okay. Three more? Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, now as we learned at our last meeting, Paul has stepped down as treasurer of the board. So we are entertaining nominations from the board for the office of treasurer. Do I have any nominations for the office of treasurer? Do I have any nominations for the office?
I suggested Helen Anderson.
Make the motion.
I make a motion to nominate Helen Anderson.
I second that.
Motion. Helen, are you on? Do you accept?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
And do you accept that nomination?
Sure.
She said she would love to. Okay, she
would. I mean, it's.
Do I hear any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
I was wondering if Val, and I haven't really had a chance to talk through this with her, so it's, you know, if this is not putting out there, we hadn't discussed. I was wondering if she was interested or not.
Sorry, I'm on mute. I haven't given it much thought other than would want to make sure that I'd have the the right amount of time to dedicate to the spot. Would just want to think about that. I don't know what timeline the board has to move. If Helen has a desire to serve in this role, certainly wouldn't want to get in the way. Happy to consider it further. It's just not something that I've had a chance to fully flesh out.
We do have a nomination on the floor, so if you're not ready to step up, we do need to fill that position. Just need to make sure about that. So you do not accept, or?
Well, I guess I wouldn't, given that I haven't given it the thought that the position would require, and I wouldn't want to put the board in a position to have, you know, Helen and I run against each other. I guess at this point, you know, I'm happy to defer to Helen if this is something that she actively wants.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, hearing none, all in favor for Helen as treasurer of the board, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Wonderful. Motion carried. Thank you very much, Helen, for stepping up and filling that spot. Okay. Good of the school. I know we had some good of the school that Evan presented. Is there anything else for good of the school? Anyone else have anything to go to the school?
I was going to talk a little about roofs.
Oh, roofs.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That would have been under new business. We can't talk about that now.
Because it's not good for the school?
No.
That's fine.
Yeah. All right. About the roof.
All right. It comes with visual as well.
Oh, boy.
But again, as I mentioned in the email to the board, this is not an actionable item. It's more just for a line of sight of where we are. So the condition, some background, the condition of the roof of the lower school, building number 26, has exceeded its useful life and has considerable deterioration. There are several buildings on campus that will need to have their roofs replaced within the next 5 years, but building number 26 is in by far the worst condition. The roof is a fiber gravel sealant style of roof, where the fiber is now exposed to the elements in several areas of the roof that are not properly draining and are pooling rainwater. Unfortunately, it wasn't clear how much the roof had deteriorated while the previous tenant was utilizing the building. There has been recent success patching the identified areas of weakness of the roof, and I'll show some pictures of that in a minute, of the really the worst parts. And this resulted in actually only one slow leak following the weather event on this past Monday when we had that thunderstorm with the torrential downpour. The initial discussion with our repair vendor was that a full replacement of the roof would only require 5 to 7 days. However, after further discussion, it was estimated that the replacement could actually require 1 to 2 months to complete, because for the construction, they actually go down to the concrete and have to build it back up slowly. It's a pretty long process. The work would likely be disruptive to the school day with all the associated noises and required employees on site. Thus, the preferred time frame would be to complete this during the summer months. The business office and the facilities team are working closely to monitor the situation and to create an RFP to solicit bids to identify the preferred roofing method for that building, whether it be rubber, foam, etc., estimate the costs, and verify the timeline for construction. A proposal was provided for a Band-Aid repair, but at the proposed cost of $27,000, no guarantee from the vendor would be provided for the temporary work completed. So this time we're going to keep working with the patch system that we've been doing until better solutions identified. So what you can see is pictures after the rainfall from the remnants of Hurricane Ian, when we had about 4 days straight of rain. And, that roof was more or less a sieve caused quite a bit of repair from the facilities team, which they were able to move quickly on, and provide buckets and trash cans where needed to stop immediate leaks. We do have a good relationship with our vendor that we use, with that has an employee that has been working on these buildings for over 30 years back when they were with DuPont. And some of the conditions on the roof that you can see, they put a stick through actual openings that you can see in the roof. Now these pictures were taken before the most recent patch. So these areas were identified as some of the worst areas and have been sealed for now. But I think that we are likely looking at, and this is something that was likely going to be included in the budget for 23-24, would be a draw on our repair and replace fund that we pay back to ourselves over a 5-year period. If we needed to, that would be the mechanism to do this prior to next year. But again, from a timeline perspective, I don't even know if it's possible to undergo that kind of construction while school's actively in session.
What about during, how long would it take? What about during like the winter, like the Christmas break?
So that was the first thought as well, because we thought it was only going to be about a week, but then they updated that to probably 1 to 2 months. So.
So the patches that they've implemented now, they're hoping won't last until the
summer. We had a good test this past Monday on the patches they put on Friday, and I actually took a trip up there myself to see and understand a little bit better. Got some tar on my shoe, that's okay. The fact that there is fiber and the initial tar sealant from the original roof is mostly gone. You're sort of at the whelm of the elements at that point. So they have identified the worst areas, patched that. The patch maintenance cost is not substantial and is covered by the facility's operating budget. But at this point, there isn't a recommendation to the board. It's just letting you guys know kind of what we're dealing with over at that building. Better than that one. All are original except building 20. That one was replaced, I think, 3 or 4 years ago with a foam style roof that has a 30-year warranty on it. I believe that cost was $149,000. Building 23 is probably next in line after the lower school as an identified area. Some of the patchwork done in this building, we had some issues over the summer. A lot of it was related to some of the HVAC systems and where the piping was flowing through there. So we think we've identified most of those issues. Again, as identified through our property assessment condition report that we had to provide to our investors, the items that they noted were our roofs and asphalt, which we were kind of aware of already. So I think as a part of the 5-year capital plan, it will include replacing the roofs on some of these other buildings.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, if you see any of those, haven't put a bid in. All
right.
Probably double that. Yeah. We did not budget a draw in our repair and replacement fund for this fiscal year, and we didn't at last fiscal year either. It was fiscal year 2021 was the last time we did a draw. So we've been replenishing that over the last 2 years at the 1/5 of the borrow from ourselves, which is interest free, which is nice. But obviously every time we do that, the next year budget includes a larger replenishment to get back to the original level. So that's the roof condition update for building 26.
Is there anything else for head of, for where are we?
Go to the school.
Does anyone have anything else they wanted to present at this time? No? Well, we will, we're going to be going into an executive session. We do have some items to discuss. So I do need a motion.
I move to go to executive session.
I'll second.
Thank you for my tag team here. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we will see you all later. Okay, we are back in session. There were no decisions made in executive session. Do I hear a motion for...
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Yay, thank you.
I'll second.
Awesome. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, see you all next month. Thank you for coming.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.